All right, I'm back. Yeah. What? Nah, all right, let me stop playing. It's your boy, James Motivates, host of the podcast, hashtag for the culture, episode 2. We're going to call this Gray Clouds. Don't know why. First thing that came to mind as I was talking to y'all, but I was thinking the other day about this idea of, like, what is greatness? And what does that path look like for an individual? Excuse my little stutter. This is why I'm working. You're working with me, so I appreciate y'all. So we, you know, stick around, stick with me, help me as I get through this process. So going back to, like, this idea of what is greatness and what does that path look like? I think the path to greatness is different for every single person. Nobody's path is going to be the same. Some paths may be easier, while some paths may be a lot harder. But I don't think that you are ever given a task or you are ever put on a path where you cannot succeed. And I think a lot of times it's easy to look at somebody else's path and just think, like, damn, why does that person have it so good? Or why does that person have it so easy? Or why is it so hard for me to make it? And we focus so much on what other people are doing that we forget. I got my own path. I don't need to worry about everybody else. And there was this one line in the movie from Head of State, and it was Chris Rock's girlfriend. And she was talking about how in life, you have to run your race. So when you think about an analogy, think about horses. When horses are about to race, before they begin, they put these almost like, I don't know the proper term, but it's almost like a piece of, like, pieces of paper on the sides of their face so they can't see their opponents. Why do they do that? They do that so that way the horses only focus on their path and what's in front of them. Because when you give the maximum effort to what you can control, the possibilities are endless. When you look to your left and you look at your opponent, when you look to your right and you look at your opponent, when you look behind you at the competition, it takes away from your path. That energy that you put everywhere else takes you off of your path, causing your clouds to remain gray. In order to clear up that path, you have to focus on your race. Nobody else's race but yours. Your race to your greatness is supposed to be cloudy, but you will never be able to see through it unless you focus. Like when you're driving, when you're going through fog, the fog may not go away, but in order for you to navigate through it, you have to focus to the maximum ability. Not focus 5%. Not focus and then check your phone. Not focus and then call your girl or your boyfriend. Maximum 100% locked in focus. And when you do that, although the clouds are going to be gray because you do not know what's in your future, you will be able to navigate that surface significantly easier. And that's the path to greatness. That helps you get through that path. A lot of people, or a lot of us, because this includes me as well, a lot of us hit these blockades in life and we wonder, like, damn, how am I going to get through that? Or how am I going to get around it? And then you start scrolling. You're on your iPhone or your Android, and you're scrolling. Looking at everybody else's life, everybody else's path, except yours? At what point do you take accountability for what you can control? And again, I don't want to make it sound like it's easy for everybody. Greatness isn't easy. But it's easy to fail at becoming great where you are not 100% committed to your race. I'm going to say that again because I went over some people's heads. Greatness is not easy, but it is easy to fail at greatness when you are not 100% focused on your path. So I'm going to close with this. Focus on your path. Focus on your race. Give 100% effort to your race. Stay the course, and you will reach success. Will it be easy? Absolutely not. Will some people get to success for you? Possibly. That means it's just not your turn. Will some people get success after you? Of course. But once you start to worry about that, you're only slowing down your process. Stay the course. Run your race. Achieve your greatness. Build your legacy. Pass it down. All right, that's my spiel for today. You here with James Motivates. Again, follow me on Instagram, James Motivates, or hit me up on Twitter, _ James Motivates. I sincerely appreciate you taking the few minutes out of the day just to hear me rap for a little bit. Please continue to come back. Like, share, comment. If you do not like, share, or comment, I'm just going to call you a hater. And that's cool. You're entitled to your opinion. But if you do have some heart, like, share, comment, tell your friends about it. Let your best friend know about it. You know, let's get this going. Let's get this going. I really want to continue to build with y'all, but I can't build with y'all if we're not going to grow together. I appreciate you. One last time, James Motivates. This is #ForTheCulture. Talk to you later.